afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me for her second episode, actually like third or fourth episode, but second as co-host, Christy Stratton.
Hi.
How are you, Christy?
I'm well. You know, I've really enjoyed this, and I love the other co-hosts, but, and you don't have to say this, but I know I'm your favorite. I mean, you don't have to say it, you don't have to admit it, you don't have to, but I just know, I know I'm your favorite.
Murray is number four.
Okay.
It seems like I haven't recorded with Siegel for a long time, so he's got to be in the number three spot.
Okay.
And because you're here, number one.
Okay.
And then
all
we'll
right.
say April's number two. And Kyle, you're number five.
I'm below Murray.
You're what?
I'm below Murray.
You're below Murray. how are you doing today, Kyle?
I'm good.
Good. That's good. We got a great show today. We have chosen to go back into the Rock Solidopedia and pick up the letters that we didn't do when Mr. Lucy was here. But before that, also joining us in the studio today, he's going to be here from now on. He's going to give us his opinion from time to time. I might ask him if there's a song that we play and if he likes the song. For example, let's say and the guy's Ace Frehley, by the way. It's Ace Frehley. And I would say, Ace, do you like the song New York Groove?
Sure, baby.
Okay, that's what. So you do like the song New York Groove.
Sure, baby.
Okay, great, excellent. So that's Ace Frehley, and from time to time he'll come in with his positive critique of songs.
I like that,
Christy. What are you writing on anything right now?
Well, I was writing for Awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Is that still in production? Are we on a hiatus?
Well, I'm done with them.
You're done
I'm
with
done
them.
With them. I did the first 10 of the mm-hmm. season 4.
And so what else is going on? Anything else? Anything new? Hollywood business?
Just, you don't want to hear.
Just
you
know, the same.
Just the, right.
Just the game.
Just the game.
All right.
I got some things in the till.
All right, cool. How many songs do you have today?
Oh, I have like 10.
You have 10?
Yeah.
Okay, and I have 11.
Oh, good.
And but I'm going to let you start because you're a lady, and you're my co-host.
Awesome.
And do you want to tell people what the letter is today?
The letter is L, and I was so excited to find out many of things that I wanted to play and wanted to talk about and loved are just happened to fall in this letter. So let's get this thing started off right, shall we?
Okay.
Can we just start my first song, please? We're just going to start with the music.
Okay. Listen.
In a language that everybody here can easily understand.
What is the signal, by the way? I often just kind of do this.
You can
this.
Just point at him.
Okay.
Point at him.
Come on, right?
I like to do this. I like to go and then give him the finger and then turn it down. So that's actually...
Living Color.
That's, yes, no, that's Jim Carrey. And that's some of the...
David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer on guitar. And that's Damon Wayans on drums, mm-hmm. right? That's in Living Color, right?
Well, actually, this is Living Color.
Oh, it's just band. Living Color. Oh, that's right, because that would be letter I if we played in Living Color.
Correct.
But this is L.
Correct.
So that's Corey Glover.
Yes.
Vernon Reed.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know the other guys.
There were some that came and went, so I'm not quite sure... either.
Right.
I loved this record. Mick Jagger produced the album called Vivid. You won't really find another hard rock African-American group of folks.
No.
They were so interesting. I loved all of these songs. And I worked as a PA for MTV Daytona Beach 93 Spring Break. And I had to, they came into this green room tent area. It was in Florida and it's always raining. So there was a tent and like, I had to keep the coffee plugged in and the socket was outside in the rain. So like, it was
dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Dangerous.
But I remember the drummer said he wanted some tea with lemon. And I had the tea, but I'm like, oh my gosh, where's the lemon? And I had to shuffle around, run around, look for a lemon. I find a slice of lemon. He took a sip of the tea and then went on stage. And just so you know, I made a difference. I made a difference to them. But I absolutely love that album.
Now, you would think the singer would like to have some warm tea and lemon, but the drummer...
Nope.
Now, did Corey Glover used to wear like spandex biker shorts and stuff? Did
it he... was like a unitard.
Unitard, yeah.
Biker sitch and a wife beater on top, but a jacket over it.
And great shape.
Yes.
Good looking dude.
Yeah, they were all like handsome and, you know, of the time.
And now, did you like, because sometimes people will play a song and they just like the song, but you liked the whole record.
I liked the record.
Okay, cool.
I did. I liked Glamour Boys is another song that I really liked.
I know that song. That's
but
a
it's
good
just
song.
That, well, this one is just right. Like, it satisfies
and the
personality.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. I think they had the sophomore slump a little bit, right? No one gravitated to the next records?
I think so. You know, I looked it up and I know that they tried to reform at a certain point, mm-hmm. but I think that it just didn't, it was just that one moment in time and they all came together and had these great songs and great production. And
I wonder why more African-American guys don't rock out.
It's them. It's Jimi Hendrix and John Butcher Axis. I don't know if you remember
Axis,
him.
And then Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
I think there's a King's X might have a guitarist who's the lead singer might be a black gentleman. I call him a black gentleman. But yeah, enough of us stupid white guys are trying to move into rap and stuff. Come on, come on, you guys.
Right?
Rock it up. All righty, here we go. I like this because when there's a letter like L, immediately people jump in my head. But then as I search through, I'm like, oh, I would have never, if I wouldn't have looked, I would have never found this person or this person or this person. So this is a gentleman who most people might know now as a guitarist in the E Street Band. Prior to that, Nils Lofgren mm-hmm. had quite a solo career. So this is from his 1983 album Wonderland. And I remember seeing this on MTV. This is Across the Tracks. What's up?
It needs authorized.
That needs authorized?
That's weird.
That's really weird. That shouldn't need authorized. Well, this is a mess right now. Look at that. We're all caught. I could have come to you. Okay, boy, I hope I know that. This is
now, do you edit stuff like this out? Does this go, or do I need to, you know, do tricks while we wait?
It's not even letting me authorize this. This is going to be a problem.
It didn't let me either.
This is weird. All right. Well, you know what? We just play it from my computer. Yeah, I'll edit this out because this is okay. This is a bunch of BS. All right. Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
So I'll just take it from when I said Across the Tracks.
Okay.
That was professional. There you go. Just as much as I love her. We are unified, still the crucified, just because we live. Fading it myself. All right, that was.
I like that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was. He does the. He's like. He has a video where he does like backward somersaults and stuff. But in this video, he would do the splits and stuff. Very limber.
I remember a mullet. Is that? Am I remembering this? Or did he have a ponytail, or am I just misremembering?
I think you're misremembering him. Yeah, he doesn't have a ponytail or a mullet.
Is that Joe Satriani or something?
Yeah, maybe that's Joe Satriani.
I don't know.
That one's also not going to play?
Yeah, but you can just plug it in again.
That's a bunch of BS, man.
Yeah.
We're having some technical difficulties here with some songs. iTunes wants us to authorize them. Okay, we'll plug in for that one.
They're like the worst songs, too.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
I happen to love all my songs, so...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like In Living Color.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
All right.
But you mean the comedy show?
Yes.
Christy, what do you have for us?
Well...
I think we're going to have some crossover artists. I think I'm excited.
I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Cyndi Lauper. She's so unusual.
Okay.
I think it's an
important... Let's not cast dispersions.
I think it's an important record, not just to me, but I pulled out the actual album last night just to kind of look at it. And it's funny, as a child, I remember this cover very well. A child, I was a teenager, whatever. But I didn't remember that Starry Night was in her footprints in the back. I thought that was fascinating. And I didn't realize Girls Just Want to Have Fun was written by a man.
Yep.
Because I think that song at the outset is so very frivolous, but yet in the video they write in that close-up and she's like, I want to be the one to walk in the sun. Like, it really just hit as a teenage girl. And lots of great songwriters. Prince, When You Were Mine, is on this record.
Love that. I love that song.
She Bop, of course, Time After Time, and perhaps the most beautiful song on the album, All Through the Night, written by Jules Shear, who, you know, created Unplugged, MTV's Unplugged, but most importantly, co-wrote all of Elliot Easton's solo stuff on Change No Change, so he's meaningful to me.
Yes, that's
so
true.
I want to play... I was like, oh, what do I play from this record? If you'll start this song at 15 seconds in, Kyle, this is Money Changes Everything.
This is, you know, on vinyl, you might not even flip the side over because it starts, it's got Money Changes Everything, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, When You Were Mine, Time After Time, and She Bop. That's side one.
Well, She Bop is side two.
It is?
Yes.
Let me see that now. Well, you're right. According to my Wikipedia page, you bastards at Wikipedia. Okay, then you got to flip it over. But that's a great debut album.
And, absolutely.
And there was no rivalry between Madonna and Cyndi Lauper.
They were different vibes.
Bunch of BS.
You did. I found the girls either picked one or the other. Like, I was definitely, you know, Cyndi.
Yeah.
You know, that was my jam. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
This is a great debut album. This is better than Madonna's debut album with Lucky Star and Holiday.
I think.
It definitely is.
Yeah. Classic. How about you?
What do I got up next? Let's see what I got. Oh, I got a guy named Nick Lowe.
Ooh.
And one of my favorite songs of all time. I'm not playing this one because I've played it many times here, but Cruel to Be Kind is just, I love that. I love the album, Labor of Lust. And this is from his 83 album called I'm not going to be able to say this word, The Abominable Showman.
Did just fine.
Yeah, I did okay. Yeah. This is called Raging Eyes.
Well, I know a little girl lives over there. She looks so square, but for a pair of raging eyes. Oh, she got raging eyes. Well, she ain't such a beauty, Hardy Juliet, but she can roll a Romeo and do his duty with his raging eyes.
Very nice fade. Well, maybe not. That's a little quick at the end. But you can weigh in, Kyle, if you don't like these songs. If, you know, Matt Belknap would always say, that song sucks, or whatever he would want to say. So
that was okay.
Yeah, all right. Fun.
I don't like this
song.
Negativity.
That was super fun. That was super fun.
I'm still thinking about how great She's So Unusual is.
I know.
So great.
So wonderful.
You own that on CD also, I hope?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
You got to. Do you still have physical CDs at your house?
I do, but they're in drawers and I don't really access them. I did to kind of look around because my iTunes is all alpha with the first letter. And by the way, I wanted to do Linda Thompson. And he's like, no, it's L with the last name, not with the first.
We had a couple of email exchanges to where I was just done with Christine. No, to where I was like,
true,
no, it's the
tone.
It's the last name of the artist. Or if it's a band, it's the first letter. Mm. And she's like, all right. She wanted to play all these. What do you want to play? Linda Ronstadt.
Yes,
a lot
all
of
the Lindas.
We'll do an all Linda show.
Oh, you could.
Yeah. Mm. I'll play. Maybe Bruce Jenner's ex-wife, Linda Jenner, has a couple of songs we could play.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's his ex-wife.
I'm like, boy, you're really digging deep for that.
I can't wait till we have
People
a crossover.
Magazine archive.
We're going to have a crossover soon, I think.
Mm, okay.
Go ahead. Your turn.
Okay. So you know what? I'm going to skip my next one and go to the Ray LaMontagne. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Ray LaMontagne.
I know that name, but I don't know if I know his music.
I'll tell you. I was in the Whole Foods and mm-hmm. I have that Shazam mm-hmm. and you push it and I'm like, oh, this is a beautiful song. And I Shazammed it. Uh-huh. It literally was up for like best song of the year in the 2011 Grammys. And if you could play that, this is called Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Sorry. I had to
just
from
the top.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. From Try 1 Minute, everybody. Oh. We're going to go 1 minute deep.
Please don't Shazam me. I don't want to turn into a man.
Well, one of these days it's gonna be right soon. You'll find your legs and go and stay gone. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal your borrow.
How beautiful is that?
If you would have told me that was a woman, I would have believed that too. Mm. Very nice.
That's Katie Lang, actually. K. No, it's L, then L. No, Katie Lang, that would be perfect. No, it wasn't. It was Ray LaMontagne. And I...
You could have played, Katie Lang.
I just flashed on that. Like, why didn't I? Duh.
It did sound kind of like Katie Lang, though.
That guy's voice, I love the sound of it. The lyrics are fantastic. And I'm like, where has this guy been all my life? Oh, it's literally new music that I haven't gotten into.
So after you Shazammed this song, then did you go seek out his other music?
I did. And he has some songs that, I didn't realize this was him. He has an album called Trouble and a song called Trouble that if you heard it, you'd know it.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other lovely songs. But this one, I love the theme of it. I love the whole, the album is on. It's called God Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise.
Go to iTunes, folks. Buy that. Buy that album.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right?
That's pretty good. And now I'm going to play something that's going to disappoint. There's nothing I like more than when a band I liked in the 80s records new music in the 2000s.
Okay.
And tries to recapture their glory days with new music. So in 2007, a couple of guys from Canada, Loverboy, they got back in the studio.
I knew you were going to do Loverboy, so I stayed away from Loverboy.
But I'm playing brand new. I'm playing new Loverboy.
Oh, excellent.
They recorded an album called Just Getting Started because they're letting you know, hey, here we are.
Uh-huh.
And the lyrics are so cheesy, but I love the whole entire album. It's 10 songs. I love all of it. And this song is called As Good As It Gets. Wait till you hear this.
There you were. Was just one look. Now there's something you gotta know. I'll never let you go. Even Shakespeare couldn't write this script. It's better than a page from Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, it's as good as it gets.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that was great.
Yeah.
What's the difference between that and One Direction?
Nothing.
Lyrically?
Nothing. And then, except these guys are 60. And then the next lyric is even Hemingway wouldn't know what to say. There's not enough words or time in the day. I love it.
I kind of like that. I don't hate that. Is that bad?
No. Okay. You should love it.
I absolutely don't hate that.
Whenever I hear anyone say like, yeah, I like Loverboy, I go, wait a minute. I'm going to burn you a disc that you will love. That's on iTunes. Just Getting Started.
Oh my goodness. Well,
2007. They're due.
I am going to end the wait for all the listeners and play a Led Zeppelin song. I mean, come on. All like, right. It's happening. I know you've picked one.
You got to do it.
I know it's happening. But I'm like, I want to be the first. And I thought, do I go deep with this? Uh-huh. Do I? And let's go 7 seconds into that song. And I thought, let's just do the best. Let's just get the best. I'm going to pick the best. And we're going to have a best off for our Led Zeppelin songs.
All right. That's great.
It's great.
I mean, the riff, I mean, you just, it's, you know, it's Led Zeppelin immediately. And it's so funny. I read something about Led Zeppelin just this week that I didn't know before. Because, see, this is what happens to me. I get into a group that is, that I should have gotten into 30 years ago. So I've been listening to Yes.
Okay.
And at one point when Yes broke up, two of the members from Yes did some recording sessions with Plant and Page, and they were going to call the band XYZ, which would be X Yes, X Zeppelin. But then it never gelled or worked out.
Just a Yes side note. I think Yes is one of the only bands that weathered like the 70s, 80s, and 90s with perfection.
Yeah. So, and they have so much material. So even if you're like, oh, that's not too good. Yeah. But what about this? Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah.
So,
Houses of the Holy is probably my favorite. What I thought was so interesting about Led Zeppelin is they'd make these amazing records, but with one crappy song,
right.
Like the Crunge is crappy. That hats off to Roy Harper. like there's always that one stinker. And, on a just perfection record.
And then Zeppelin has all those songs like I don't even know, like I don't know the title, like I read the title and it doesn't, like the Crunge doesn't connect with me with what that song
right, and Trampled Underfoot, what is that? Like how do you, what the,
Houses of the Holy is my, that's my third favorite.
Oh, it's low.
Well, this is top three.
Okay, well.
I actually love In Through the Outdoor.
Yeah, I do too.
That's my number one. Led Zeppelin 2 is my number two.
Okay.
And then Houses of the Holy 3. But they're all great.
Yes. Well, people love that one. I could live without Led Zeppelin 1 in my life. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm not that person who likes, you know.
Maybe a little too bluesy maybe sometimes for me. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not a big Dazed and Confused like that. I can't connect.
Well, I'll just play my Led Zeppelin song right now.
Oh.
So let's jump. Here's. Living Loving Maid.
Yeah,
what's that?
I don't know. And you know, Jimmy Page hated this song. It's like apparently one of
he doesn't like that song.
He doesn't like it. I read someplace, and this was years ago, so it could have changed. But that it was like one of the, if not the only song they've never played live.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that cray? I love that song.
Well, then you win because he likes your song.
Well, that's true.
Well, you know what? But you know what? It really doesn't matter what we think. Did Ace Frehley like Living Loving Maid?
I don't know. Hold on. He stepped out to get a drink of water.
Oh, he did? Ace is always out doing something.
No, sure, okay. Baby.
Well, that didn't work at all, did it? All right. I thought we were going to have
this. You got to give me some time. I was already on Christie's song.
What I said was, I said, I wonder if Ace Frehley, and there you go, boom, right to it.
I was already, I had to.
We'll get the kinks worked out. You think Letterman's, when he threw a pencil and it broke the glass, you think that was right on the money every time?
That's just one person's job. That's all they do.
You think we should hire a person just to play that Ace Frehley?
Yeah.
All right. That's what we'll do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Speaking of Dave Letterman, Anton Figg played on the Cyndi Lauper record.
That's right. Anton Figg. Anton Figg also plays drums on a couple of Kiss albums, even though Peter Criss's face is on the album.
Oh.
He plays on Unmasked, and he plays on Dynasty.
Underneath that makeup, it's really Anton Figg.
Yeah,
Peter Criss.
That's I Was Made for Loving You. That's Anton Figg on drums.
Wow.
Yep. Peter just not a good in studio drummer, I don't think.
Okay.
And a drunk. Your turn. You're up.
Oh my gosh.
We had a double shot of Zeppelin here, two for Tuesday.
I'm so excited. So in 2004, Miss Loretta Lynn recorded an album that Jack White produced, and it's awesome. It's called Van Leer Rose. And this particular song, if you could take it from 40 seconds in, is called Mrs. Leroy Brown.
Well, you told me you'd be happy, found some babies on your knee. While I sit at home alone and I've been bouncing three. Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm gonna call myself a long pick a limousine. Yeah, believe it or not, it's the prettiest thing I think I ever seen. There's a big bar in the corner and a TV on the side. This baby's sitting.
let me tell you something. It's not something I would ever listen to. That was pretty damn good.
It's so great. This record is fantastic.
And I don't know a lot about Loretta Lynn, but I do have a little trivia about her. Her dad, coal miner.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you
I
know
like
that?
Well, I'd heard rumors.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I heard. I like that Jack White, too, helps out these older influences that he's had. That he, you know, I think he just bought like all this whole blues catalog and he's going to re-release it. And, you know, he probably just called her up and it was probably an honor for him to, she's probably thinking, wow, yeah, I would love to, that would be great. And he's thinking, no, this would be great for me.
Yeah.
To meet you. This would be like really, if you produced Elliot Easton's new solo album.
Please don't even say that. Don't even say that. It's so, this particular song is so great. They're all wonderful. He does a duet with her on one of them called Portland, Oregon, but this is called Mrs. Leroy Brown. And it also made me think of, because this is kind of a response to someone, if say she's with the Leroy Brown from Song.
Yeah.
And I always thought that song, Beth, speaking of Kiss.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do a parody of like Beth and she's actually not home and she's leaving a message like, hey, it's me. Don't bother calling. I'm actually out with the girls. You know, don't wait up for me.
I know you're recording and it's been stressful for you. So if you could just please, you know, stay in the studio, finish what you're doing.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Maybe it's a good time to just end things.
Yeah.
And it's been great. It's been super fun.
Apparently, Peter Criss isn't even in the studio. It's Anton Fig.
That song was originally called Beck because his girlfriend was Becky. And Gene Simmons said, "But what are you, writing a love song to Jeff Beck? I don't get, no one's going to understand Beck." And Gene Simmons just basically said, it's Beth. Oh, okay, Gene. I'm surprised Gene didn't try to take a writing credit for that.
But what did Paul have to say about it?
Let me tell you something. He came in, he wanted to call it Beck, and I said, why don't you call it Stacy or Suzanne? I mean, there's many good names you could use.
Oh, I love that.
Now, after Loretta Lynn, I cannot possibly play Avril Lavigne. It just won't seem, it won't seem right.
Okay.
It won't seem right. So let's jump to my Cyndi Lauper song, which is from her 1993 album, which I love. It's called Hatful of Stars. Have you ever heard this album?
I've heard a couple, but I mean, I can't draw upon it.
It's like my second favorite Cyndi Lauper album. And this is this song is called Product of Misery. Seems like a baby that, talking a little bit in there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great album. Next time you're here, I'm going to bring you a copy of it.
Oh, good.
I thought that song was a product of misery.
Oh, how dare you. 24-year-old kid. Who did you go see? You went to see a concert last night. Who did you see?
Well, when this airs, it'll be several weeks ago. I saw
We don't have to do that. We can just let
all
it
that
happen.
Remains.
All That Remains. And what kind of music are they?
Metal.
Was there moshing going on?
Oh, yeah, there were a bunch of douchebags.
Oh, okay, great.
No shirts on.
No. Are you serious? Well, yeah. You stayed away from that,
I was
right?
Just trying to
I don't want your parents calling me and saying, why did my son get his arm broke at, what's the band's called?
All That Remains.
Yeah. You stay home tonight.
No, so what is our time like? How many do I have left, do we think?
We're good. We have about,
okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry about the time.
Okay.
Oh, we're out of time. Hey, Chrissy.
only because I don't want this to be my last song. Because
no, it's not.
It is a ballad. I'm just warning everyone.
No, it's not your last song.
I love that all my ladies were L's. I love it. And Lone Justice, I saw them open up for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Do you like them? You like that record?
Maria McKee.
Yes.
And I saw her open up for, who did they open up for? They opened up for U2 on the Unforgettable Fire tour.
Yes, well, that's what it said on Wikipedia, but I'm like, mm-hmm. I, I know I saw them. I thought it was the Pack Up the Plantation. I mean, not the...
Well, you might have seen... They might have toured with Southern Tom Accents. Petty. I'm sure they probably toured with Tom Petty, too.
Well, I was very impressed. I went out and bought the... It's their second album. It's called Shelter. And there's a lot of great kind of poppy... but there are a couple of ballads on this that are devastating and really got me through my teens to early 20s. And if you'll take this song at 15 seconds in, it's called Wheels.
Wish you'd never even loved me. Makes it so hard to live without love now. I know you're often thinking of me. Sometimes I feel so close by. It takes all my mind to keep from trying to track you down. I can surely keep you out of sight. Forget about the way you look, your smile, the way you speak. I've heard in the dead of night, outside my window, silence breaking with a solid destination of your lonesome speed. I know the sound of your wheels. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, that's fantastic.
That is fantastic. And I'm about to take that song. I'm about to bring this all the way around, full circle, get crazy here.
Love it.
So that album was produced, co-produced. Some songs were produced by Jimmy Iovine.
Yes.
And some songs were produced by Steve Van Zandt.
Yes.
Also, Steve Van Zandt co-wrote a couple songs. He plays on the album. The guitarist in Lone Justice was Shane Fontaine.
Okay.
Shane Fontaine, when Bruce Springsteen got rid of the E Street Band, Shane Fontaine was Bruce's guitarist in that new incarnation of Bruce's touring band.
Wow.
Now, I have a song that I'm going to play today by a band called Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. So let's hear the song, I hope it plays, called Forever. So now we've had a lot of Springsteen guitarist talk today. We've had Niels Lofgren.
Yes.
Shane Fontaine and Little Steven.
I like that.
Yeah, that's fun.
What was the hit that they had? They had a hit.
They had a song called Out of the Darkness.
Okay.
And they had a song called...
they had a video, I remember, but I don't... It might
this, there was a okay. video for this.
Okay, maybe that's it.
There was a video for Out of the Darkness, and I'm going to have to look at it. Now you're going to make me look it up, and I'm going to...
Oh, okay.
Because I need
and
to...
And that is him on vocals, yes?
Yeah, yeah. Again, yeah, those were the two singles.
Okay.
So
I like that. I like that sound. Yeah. I like a heavy tambourine. okay. Well, I'm going to actually play a song from this year.
What?
I know.
You and I together? A song from 2013?
Yes, yes.
I mean, the most recent song I played was 2007. That was Loverboy. So I'm excited to hear this.
This is a teenage girl from New Zealand. Her name is Lord. And I'm not going to play. She has a big hit called Royals.
Okay.
And Royals apparently was the first time someone from New Zealand had a solo artist from New Zealand had a number one hit in the U.S. But that's not what I'm going to play.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song called Team, and it's pretty fantastic, too.
Wait till you're announced.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even know when to
We've
drop this
not
in.
Yet lost all our graces.
Just hang in there, Pat.
Oh,
hang
yeah.
in.
Play as much as you want.
Look upon your greatness as you'll send the call out, 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 send the call out,
that a lot.
I know. Isn't it fun? She's fantastic. When I heard she was like 16, I'm like, but then I'm like, I'm trying to listen without prejudice.
Right.
I like her stuff. I'll just say it.
Who's that? George Michael. That's his album, right? Listen Without Prejudice. Doesn't he have an album called that?
Yes.
He does.
Gosh, you're good at drawing up the things. Drawing up the things from your brain.
Since you just played that.
Yes.
That's a young lady.
Yes.
From 2013.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to play a young lady from 2012. I'm switching up my playlist. Remove that Avril Lavigne song, Kyle, because Avril Lavigne's new album is pissing me off.
Ooh.
So I'm because it's...
Them's
all,
fighting words.
She's... You know what? It's all... Fuck this and shit. And I'm like, every...
Well,
she
has to listen to Nickelback every...
She has to listen to Nickelback now, so... But yeah, every song is like... Now it's coming across as you're trying too hard.
Okay.
And I was like, well, okay. So I'm going to go... Let me have this. I'm going to take that out. This is an artist that I didn't know about this artist until I took my daughter to see Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift every night was bringing out... a couple of people to sing with her every night. And this was one of the people she brought out. Her name is Cher Lloyd.
Oh.
And she's 20. And she's from the UK. And this is the song they sang that night. The song is called Want You Back. And my 9-year-old Rita and I, we always laugh because at the beginning, Cher Lloyd does this like, ugh! But it's like really like, it's crazy. So let's hear this. Ready? Here we go. Want You Back.
yeah. Hey, boy, you never had much game, so I needed to upgrade. So I went and walked away, way, way. Now I've seen you been hanging out with that other girl in town, looking like a pair of clowns, clowns, clowns. Remember all the things that you and I did first, and now you're doing them with her. Remember all the things that you and I did first? You got me like this. And now you're taking her to every restaurant, and everywhere we went, come on. And now you're taking her to every restaurant. You got me like this. Boy, you can say anything you wanna, I don't give a shit, no one else can have ya. I want you back.
I don't even think my 9-year-old knows that they're bleeping the word shit out there.
Okay.
Oh, got a problem.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
I am my son. I have this Macy Gray CD that I've got to start taking out of the thing because I forget how much, you know, parental advisory needs to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the first song on this, the id, which is fantastic, but the line is, I like hot wings and hot chocolate in hell, uh-huh. And he'll sing that. He'll sing that exact, and I'm like, I know he doesn't know what he's saying when
right,
he says
right.
in hell, but anyway.
How old is your son?
He's 4.
And what is his name?
Johnny.
Johnny? And you can't stand this kid, can you?
Ugh. I just want to punch him in the face. He's so cute. I
could just tell as you were talking about him, you were like, your face
him.
Melted to the table.
I'm like, how can I bring Johnny into this convo? Okay. Oh, me. It's me. Oh, gosh. Okay. You know what? I'm going to switch it up.
All right. You're changing it?
I'm changing it.
I love it.
And I really, like, I wanted to do psych up music for one of our things, but
okay.
Then I can't use this because it is... Even though it's so old school, and Kyle is like, oi.
I know,
but I'm
good.
Telling you right
you
now, that when I hear this song, it's empowering. And it's Kenny Loggins, everybody.
I'm all right, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
On, you can't have a bad day after that.
That's from Caddyshack.
Oh,
that's great.
Love that song.
Well, here, Kyle, because I got to play my Kenny Loggins song now.
Oh, you have Kenny Loggins
I
too?
I do. And it was between like 3 songs, and I'm All Right was on there. But
okay.
I'm like, well, as great as that is, maybe I'll play something that maybe people don't remember or haven't heard. So this is from my favorite Kenny Loggins album, which is called High Adventure. Got it autographed. It hangs on my hangs on my wall. That's the album that has, of course, Don't Fight It with Steve Perry.
And, yes.
But this song is called Swear Your Love from High Adventure. And where is it? An anti-marriage song.
Is it?
No, he's just saying swear your love. We don't need a piece of paper. We don't need a diamond ring.
I like that, like, Psych Up is his stock and trade. Like, he is going to just make everybody excited and happy.
That's right. Kenny Loggins.
Love it.
He was super nice when I got his autograph.
Was he?
It was at the Canyon Club, and everyone is left. There's only one nerd waiting for an autograph. It was me. And he comes walking out. He's walking a chihuahua.
Okay.
And I was just like, hey, Kenny, can I get a signature? Absolutely. He says, very nice, takes it, gives his handler his dog. He signs it.
What was going on in the facial hair area? Was there beard? Was there a mustache?
There was beard, gray.
Okay. I like that.
Looked his age, but looked very, very good for his age.
Okay. He was a handsome man to begin
with.
Oh,
yeah. And always had a great head of hair and a great beard.
Exactly.
I like him better with the beard than like some of those earlier photos I see when he doesn't have a beard.
I know. There's something comforting about that beard.
Now, when you and I'm older than you, but when we were younger, he was like the king of soundtracks. I mean, you know, Top Gun and Caddyshack and a million that I'm not thinking of right now. But he was like on every soundtrack in the 80s, for a 5-year span. You had to have a Kenny Loggins song. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Good. I get to keep going. All right. I asked you for special permission to play Lady Gaga.
Right.
Because I
think that counts. Her last name's not Gaga.
Right. It's not.
It'd be like, you know, Madonna.
Correct. Yeah. And I'm not one of these, like, I don't have her records. I can't claim to, be a super fan. But when she played the song on Oprah.
Right.
It really... I mean, I thought it was fantastic because she's young too. She's a kid.
Yeah.
And this song, like, I'm a sucker for a good romantic story song that's got some kick that reminds you of when you were young.
Uh-huh.
And this song, it just has it all to me. And it's called You and I. And if you'll start it. Oh, here's something else that's awesome about the song. She's singing the story. It's all, and then she kicks in this chorus that just flattens you. If you take it at 2:04, please, because you got to wait a long time for this awesome.
How long is the song? Let me ask you that.
It's 5 minutes.
All right, right about halfway.
Sit back down on the couch where we made love the first time, and you said to me that something about this place.
She's got a great voice.
I mean,
listen to that.
And the story, it's like she's from the city and he's in Nebraska. And like 6 years ago, they had this torrid affair and she's come back for him. And she's like, I'm not leaving here without you. And it's awesome.
Do you think the persona, the wardrobe and all the craziness, is that overshadowing her ability more?
I don't know. Because, I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a problem with it.
Up until I just heard that. When you said Lady Gaga, I thought, oh, she's got a hat made of crutches and she's got a raccoon tail on her foot. And, but now I'm going to think, of that voice.
It's insane. And you know, and it's funny, when I was looking this up, because I knew I wanted to play that song, there is not, I mean, yes, it's a great song, but yeah, there's another reason I love it, and no wonder I do, produced by Mutt Lange, that song.
Oh, Mutt Lange.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's why it's, that's, he contributes, because he can either make someone great or yeah, suck. And in this case, I don't know.
Well,
I just love
did you like what he did with the Cars? Did you like Heartbeat City? Because I love Heartbeat City.
You know, I did. It, what was so interesting, I thought about Heartbeat City, mm-hmm, was it had this very lonely, desolate quality mm-hmm to it. And I don't know if that's him or that's just where their heads were. But I did like, I mean, the poppy stuff was a little too poppy for me. I wish.
Hello.
Oh, I love that song.
Hello.
Like,
again.
You might think, I'm like, oh, Magic is okay.
Drive.
I love, I can't even go there. I can't. Ben Orr, him sitting there in the black and white, and Paulina Porizkova going crazy. I can't handle that right now.
And who directed, didn't Timothy Hutton direct that video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Andy Warhol directed Hello Again.
Yep.
Which was not a great video.
No. Welcome to Cars Talk.
Oh, gosh, I wish.
Magic's a great song.
Yes.
Uh-oh, it's Magic. What's the weather? What are some? Let's just talk all about Heartbeat City for the rest of the show. Why Can't I Have You?
Mm-hmm. I like Heartbeat City the best. Like, that song is so. And when they played, when they were for the Move Like This tour a couple years back, yeah, they had a new album that was actually much better than that Lover Boy. Like, it was really good.
It's great.
And they played Heartbeat City, and I'm like, and it really, more than any of the songs they played, just put me in a time and a place and was very melancholy. And I just, yeah.
Did you go to the Palladium show?
Yes.
Yeah. I was there with Mike Siegel and Pardo.
Really?
Yeah. And we got Rick's autograph afterwards.
You can't tell me that.
Yeah, he came. I was surprised. Like, I thought there's no way that Rick, is it Ocasek or Ocasek?
Well, what's so funny is I know when Matt was telling us that he pronounced it Ocasek, his real name is Otkasek.
Otkasek.
So, you know what,
yeah,
he can, whatever, yeah, he can claim whatever. But I think he pronounces it Ocasek.
Ocasek. So I never in a million years thought that he was going to come over to the fence and sign stuff. And he did. And I was like, this is awesome. He signed the debut album. And then I snuck Panorama in there. And then I had Beatitude, his solo album.
Ooh.
I slid that in there too. So
nice.
Yeah. So I was a ball hog that day. I was just
my gosh. Why didn't I go with you guys?
Who'd you go with?
With my husband.
Now, does he like the Cars, or is he just like, I'm going to go to Christy's stupid show?
No, but I think he does. I mean, he's not like me, but he was so sweet to you know, race from work. And I thought the show was good and everything. And like, I remember there was a fight broke out. And I'm like, oh, I really feel like I'm in the 80s now. There's a fight at the concert.
It wasn't the same when Rick sang Drive, though. It just wasn't the same.
I can't. I can't.
All righty. I'm not going to make you.
Okay.
Boy, a lot of talk. Whose turn is it? Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Let me make some hard and fast cuts here. I'm going to play. He's the founder of the Electric Light Orchestra. He has, ooh, a couple of great solo albums. So let's hear Jeff Lynne from his 1990 Armchair Theater. This is a song called Don't Let Go.
Gee, I wish it was 10 o'clock. Come on, baby, it's time to rock. I'm so glad I got you here. Makes me happy when you are near. This feeling's killing me.
Ah, shucks.
I wouldn't stop for a million bucks.
I love you so.
Come on, baby, don't let that go.
I love when songs stop and start.
I was just going to say that. Now, was this... because it sounds like a familiar song. Is this covering something, or maybe not? Maybe I'm.
I think that's an original track. Hold on.
Well, maybe that's the version I'm remembering.
I think this was after the Wilburys.
Okay.
The Wilburys were late '80s, right?
Yes.
And so it has a little bit of that.
It's great
drums. No. Now that song was written by someone named Jesse Stone. That wasn't an original Jeff Lynne composition. So I don't know where that. I don't know who Jesse Stone is. Guess I could look. Maybe American rhythm and blues musician. So maybe you've heard the original.
I don't know, but I like that song.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Okay, well, can I, I'm going to go back to, is it my turn?
Yeah, yeah, it's your turn. How many songs you got left?
I got one song left.
You got one left?
I got one left.
I have two left.
I can't, wait a minute, I might have two, but we'll just, can we
No, you just have one left.
Oh, right, because the other one we didn't get.
No, we did do that one.
What was it called?
No, I thought there was a second one, that one at the
Yeah, that one was good. That's the only one you have left.
Oh, no, but go back to the number two. I didn't play the... I'm sorry. This is so boring for everyone.
It's not boring.
One, two, three, the third song.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, this is Lords of the New Church.
So you do have two songs left.
And start the Lords of the New Church song at 30 seconds.
Okay.
It's called Dance With Me.
Let's dance, little stranger. Show me secret sin. Love can be like bondage. Seduce me once again. Burning like an angel who has heaven in reprieve. Burning like the voodoo man with devils on his sleeve. Won't you dance with me in my world of fantasy? Won't you dance?
I love how Steve Bader's is the lead singer, and he's really creepy, and he's like saying like devils on the sleeve and all this creepy stuff, and then he's like, but dance with me. It's like, no thanks, no, you haven't really sold yourself well.
I think Steve Bader's, because I just read that MTV, did you read the VJ?
Yes.
He dated Martha Quinn.
Yes. And
weird.
I watched this video because I remember the song, and he's, I mean, like, I love Rick Ocasek. Like,
yeah.
I can love a character-y looking gentleman.
Right, sure.
But this dude was... And there's, like, a little girl in it. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny remembering how many little girls were in videos in the 80s.
Creepy.
Kind of.
Yeah, that's creepy. But, yeah, when you think, America's Sweetheart, Martha Quinn with that guy. But if she likes the Bad Boys... What are you going to do?
There's nothing you can do. And I, for some reason, when I thought Steve Bader's, I'm like, oh, maybe he's like handsome like Ian Astbury or Charlie Sexton. But looking at him again, I'm like, oh, no.
No, not at all.
No.
Weird.
May he rest in peace.
That's right. He died. Steve Bader's.
Yeah.
Died of ugliness.
Oh, he got hit by a car. It was one of those.
He actually caught his reflection in a window, and it frightened him.
Oh,
and he walked right into traffic.
Pat.
I'm sorry. So go ahead. Yeah, you got hit by a car.
Never get Martha as a guest.
I've tried. I know.
You really?
Her people tell me Martha's not interested.
Mm. She's friends with my husband. Maybe I'll give her a ring-a-ding.
Okay, let's do that. Like friends? Like
she was at my wedding reception.
Hmm. So you don't really know her.
I don't. He does.
That would be fun. I want to.
I know.
I think she would do it. I think her people are saying she won't do it. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Like I got a very nasty letter from Weird Al Yankovic's people.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't imagine Weird Al Yankovic is a nasty guy at all.
I would die.
Yeah.
To meet Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. So me too.
Oh, no.
So anyway. Now, speaking of guests,
did you ever ask Ace Frehley?
You know what? I don't know what Ace would say. Ace, would you come on the Rock Solid podcast?
Sure, baby.
All right, terrific. So my only guest to ever cancel is Lisa Loeb.
Really?
And this was set up for like 2 weeks in advance, and then she was supposed to be here on a Sunday, and I got an email Saturday night, Sunday morning at like 1 a.m. that said Lisa couldn't do it. Now, I don't know that because I didn't check. I got up in the morning. I came to the studio. I set up. And then I checked my email from the studio. She's not coming in.
Oh.
Yeah. So they said, we'll reschedule. That was a year ago. So I don't know what's going on. But I'm still trying. But this song is from, this was a song. You know how when there's a greatest hits album and then they have a new track? That they tack on there.
Yeah, bonus track.
Bonus track.
Sometimes called in some circles.
That's right. Mm. Well, she had a reality show on E! Entertainment called Number One Single.
Yes.
It was about her trying to find love in New York City. And this, stop texting me. And this stupid person. That's my wife. Okay, so what was I going to say? So this was the theme song to that. It's called Single Me Out, and this is Lisa Loeb.
Stuck in my apartment on 11th Street, I push a band around. Something made me think of you, I jump into a cab going downtown.
A nice stop and stuff.
Yes, it does. Yeah. So, yeah, because I was used to her not being as rocked up as that. So I was, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, that's kind of rock and roll.
I like that.
So do you have another song?
I have another song. Do you have any more?
I do. I have one more song.
Okay. Because I cannot believe we've gotten this far without a Lennon. And
what do you got next?
I got Julian Lennon. That's right.
I've got The Old Man.
Okay, good. Because I was really debating, but I love this song. And I thought this was a lovely, well, anyway, I lied about only having one ballad. I have a second ballad, and it's called Velat. And if you want to just start from the
Is this when he sits in the river?
On the pebble.
On the pebble?
Sitting on a pebble. It's impossible.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
Sitting on the doorstep of the house again to fall.
At least get to the pebble.
Yeah, you gotta get to the pebble.
He was sitting on the doorstep, and now he's sitting on a pebble because he likes to hang around.
You think he's talking about a kidney stone?
Did read something that they it was like he was gonna be sitting on a but sitting on a rock doesn't sound very good and so they changed it.
Then I heard he was gonna be sitting on his ass and he didn't care for that.
I think that's a beautiful song. I love how
that's
melancholy
nice
it sounds. I absolutely love it.
Produced by Phil Ramone, I think produced that album.
Oh, okay.
The late Phil Ramone.
Oh.
I know a lot about that. If in school, if I read a textbook, didn't remember any of it. If I read the liner notes to a UFO CD, I remember everything. So let's play The Old Man. Christy, thank you. Let's promote. Let's talk. Where can we find you?
My blog is likemotherlikehoarder.com, and I'm on Twitter at Christy S. Mann.
Excellent. You're also
the play out?
I'll play mine. I'm just, okay. And then I'll let you.
Okay.
I was trying to do. You're not long for this, Christy. You produce the next.
All right.
So this is from 1970, and this is "Instant Karma" by John Lennon.
Instant karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together.
Where do you think Yoko was, right, when he's recording? Right on his lap or sitting on top of a piano? What's she doing?
She's in the booth.
She's sitting on a pebble.
Nice. Nice.
I would hope they would send her out for food. That's what I would think they would do with her.
I'll tell you, though, my mom had that Double Fantasy record. I almost picked something from Double Fantasy because that was like what adulthood was like for me. It's like, oh, these songs were very mature and adult. And she has a good song on that record.
Oh.
I'm Your Angel, I believe it's called. It's actually a good song.
I get so frustrated with that album because I think it was Album of the Year, and it's only, to me, half of
it is half an album. You're right.
Kiss, 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 kiss me, love.
Kiss me, John.
Oh, shut up. Yoko. She's 80.
What?
And she just had a new album out like this year, a couple months ago. Wow. Plastic Ono Band. 80 years old. That's incredible.
Keep on trucking.
I'm telling you, when you have widow money, that keeps you that keeps you alive for a long time.
All right.
Thank you, Christy. I made Christy uncomfortable 9 times today. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show. And you got to play out for us?
Yeah, follow us on Spotify at Rock Solid Show. You get to see like all the stuff we cut.
That's right.
Have time for.
Kyle's been doing that.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Kudos to you, Kyle.
Thanks. This is a band from England. It's a post-hardcore band
called
Lower Than Atlantis. And this song is about a guy who opens his iTunes and he's lost all of his music. Oh. So he has to go back and tape songs off the radio again. So it's called Taping Songs Off the Radio.
I like that story.